The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love this stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
A man took a $600 winning lottery ticket into the Winn-Dixie in Fort Myers to cash it in.
Nice.
$600 winning ticket. Hands it to the clerk. She scans it. Bloop, bloop. Sir, you've won $5. Here's your $5. And pocketed the $595.
Nice. Not that I've ever done anything like that at Winn-Dixie.
A perfect crime. A perfect crime.
That is actually a perfect crime, unless because most people don't know how much they won.
No, right? He won $600. You won. Here you go. Here's your $5.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Most people.
No.
Like I have a lottery ticket in my wallet right now. A Powerball ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's $120. I don't know if it's $130. I don't even know if it was one of the big winners.
Yep.
Because I forgot to look. So I go into, let's say I go get gas at a racetrack.
Yep.
Throw it down on the counter and say, tell me how much I won. I always joke around.
$5.
I always joke around with the guy going, just give me the 10 grand
right
now and we'll call it even. You don't have to look at the numbers. I always joke around with a guy like that.
But you don't really know.
Right.
And you rely on them.
Right. So he scans the ticket and he either says, nope, no winner, and throws it away. I watch him throw it away.
Right.
Or he says, oh, you've won $20 or $5. Mm-hmm. So I believe him.
Perfect crime. If not for the fact that the man was an undercover lottery agent. So he goes back in a short time later. The winning lottery ticket was found between the pages of her notebook. She was keeping it for later. As it turns out, the $5 she gave him, the video caught her. She took it out of her pocketbook.
That's a good move, though, right? She didn't take it from the till.
Exactly.
The till is fine.
That's all fine. Yeah. And she probably was not going to turn it in there.
No, you don't turn it in there.
You take it to another store.
You go somewhere else.
Perfect crime. Except he knew and he was an undercover agent. 42
That's because she got greedy, right? She'd been doing it before and she got caught. And somebody said, damn it, I know that wasn't a $10 winner. And they may have even said something to her like, are you sure? And she went, that's what it said.
42-year-old Christella Yvette Batten was arrested. Pro criminal tip number 2455. Do not steal a winning lottery ticket from an undercover lottery agent.
Yeah, it sucks. It's good crime, though.
By the way, no. I don't watch them throw it away.
You don't? You take it back?
I take it back.
And I used to, and then I don't care.
No, here's the thing. Even if I am not going to check it, at least they're not getting it if they scammed me. I know it's stupid, but I have that little... They may have scammed me, but I'm not going to give it to them.
But the thing is that if they... If I believe that it's nothing, and I watch them crumble it up and throw it away... If he's going to go through that trash to get that ticket later for the cash, good for him.
Duncan Robb of Chesterfield, England, found tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers playing Belfast.
Nice.
This is just before Christmas. Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good show.
He's in England. It's just before Christmas. Needs a Christmas gift for his honey. He goes on, sees the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Belfast. We're going to go to Ireland.
Come on.
He logs on. He gets row Q. That's pretty close. Floor seat, you're only, a couple dozen seats back. And an amazing price, just $30. Amazing price. The concert date was scheduled for February 10th, so his plan was going to make an entire Valentine's Day trip out of it.
Oh, see? That's so nice.
Right. So Christmas surprise all through January. Heading to Belfast, going to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You know how much I love you, baby? I got these Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets for you.
His girlfriend extremely excited. And as the event date got closer, she thought it was odd. She couldn't find much about the concert online. She hadn't heard buzz in local media.
They keep those things quiet. You don't hear about them often.
So they headed off.
You don't hear about concerts often.
No,
you know that.
They headed off to Belfast last weekend to prepare a couple days ahead of time. Going to make a weekend out of it. And they got there, and they looked a little bit closer at the tickets.
Oh, boy.
And they noticed something odd.
Oh, boy.
The tickets weren't for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, no.
They were for the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
A bagpipe
band.
look. You're already there, right? You're having a, it'll be fun.
With the Red Hot Chili Pipers. The Red Chili Peppers. No, but not with the rock music.
You ever play
with
a bagpipe?
The bagpipe band.
You ever play a bagpipe?
No, most people cannot because it takes a lot of hot air.
Those things are tough.
We're the Red Hot Chili Pipers, and we're here for you. And think about that. I mean, row Q for just $30 to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
I bet you're able to probably even move up because they probably weren't sold out.
You think so? Oh, maybe. I think you scalp those things out of the street for a couple hundred bucks of people waiting out there.
See the show. Enjoy the show. You're in Ireland. Enjoy it.
Here's what I know. This couple is not the only couple to make this mistake. At every Red Hot Chili Pipers concert, somebody there is like, damn it, where's Flea? Come on, where the hell is Flea?
I mean, that's the point of the name of the Red Hot Pipers, right? To make you think that it's the Peppers.
The Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
I've got an idea, mate, for a band name. The Red Hot Chili Pipers, because we're a Piper band. Good for them. I love them already. Jennifer Amanda Jones was scheduled for a hearing in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania on a charge of public drunkenness. And she arrived at the hearing drunk.
That's never good. That's never a good sign.
No. Having driven herself to the hearing while drunk. Scheduled for a hearing on public drunkenness and drunk driving. Apparently, she has had many, many cases over the years involving public drunkenness and or driving while drunk. And she drove there while drunk. She was charged again with DUI.
Wow. I mean, that just, it's not a good move on her part.
That's a bad one. That's a bad one.
She should have went with the,
yes.
She should have went with the drunk from Texas. Those numbers are way wrong.
Way wrong. Sorry. You don't understand. Wrong. I'm a professional.
Look at me. I'm not even drunk.
I'm a professional, Your Honor. Tallahassee Police Department officers were called to a restaurant due to a naked man who is damaging property.
You know, everybody has such a fit when you take your clothes off and run around.
When officers arrived, they discovered that the restaurant had been flooded when the 20-year-old naked man went into the bathroom while naked and ripped the urinal off the wall.
See, destruction of property. Should have called it art.
Good point. When the suspect was confronted by the angry, wet employees. This is the best part of the story. What the hell are you doing, man? This is just a job. I got to clean this crap up.
Come on, man.
He did not give an F.
You like Brazilian music?
When he was confronted by the angry and wet employees, he just ran off into the woods. Investigators are trying to figure out his motives. He is facing the charge of criminal mischief.
Now they found him.
They did find the naked man running through the woods. Who was still partially wet and urine covered.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're running through the woods, you don't have time to wipe off.
27-year-old Bradley Hardison won a donut eating contest at the Elizabeth City Police Department.
Those are tough to win, man.
National. I don't think this was.
Those are tough to win.
No, listen to this. He won the donut eating contest a couple of years ago at the Elizabeth City's Police Department's National Night Out Against Crime event. You know those
National Night Out Against Crime.
And as part
of that,
they have the donut eating contest, and he wins.
Good for him.
He has now been charged with robbing a donut store.
This was after he won the...
Yes, so a couple of years ago, he not only wins a donut eating contest, it's part of the police department's National Night Out Against Crime.
Oh, I see, and then now he's been arrested robbing the donut store. Right.
Aren't the police culpable in this?
A little bit.
They got the guy hooked on the junk, right?
You'd think that... You know, maybe this isn't the first time he's been arrested robbing the donut shop, and they've finally had enough.
Dude, we told you, stop robbing
the donut shop. You know, maybe they let him off a couple times.
Here's what I'm thinking. One of two things, all right? Either the guy, he liked donut, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He wins this contest, and now he's hooked on him. In other words, they gave him the first taste is free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they got him strung out on the donuts. And now he's like, man, I just got to get a donut. And you rob the store, right?
Right.
Or had he done this in the past? and the police were familiar with him. And somebody brought him in 2 years ago as a ringer. A donut ringer, by the way, that deserves that. They're like, Steve, I know a guy. I busted him twice for robbing donut stores. The guy's got a problem, but he's good.
But
he's good. We put our money, we back this horse. We bring in the ringer. See what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. I think it's one of those. By the way, he became champ, and here's the important part, by eating, how many glazed donuts did he have to eat in 2 minutes to become champ?
Four. And this, where, what city is this?
Elizabeth City.
In Pennsylvania.
I think so.
Elizabeth City in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or there's an Elizabeth in New Jersey. Anyway, the it's probably
2 minutes.
Dozen.
Eight.
Yes, it's a small town. Nobody big time is there. The ringer doesn't only take
eight. Dude, I can eat eight glazed donuts.
That's what
in
I
two
mean.
Minutes.
That's what I mean.
Eight.
That's why I said a dozen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This isn't
in 2 minutes.
You won with eight?
See, I have a problem. I'm not a speed eater. I'm like the Kenyan.
You're for distance?
I'm distance. Long distance eater.
I'm like, you go for eating like stamina?
I'm not the speed eater. I'm not the speed runner.
I can perform over long distances like that, but I'm more of a sprinter.
Are you? Yeah, see, not me. I like the long distance. Me.
When it comes to donuts.
Okay, I've been in the eating contest before. You ever been in the eating contest?
No.
Really?
No, you have?
I know this may come as a surprise to you, Doc, but yes. And people look at me and think, you know, he'd probably be a good speed eater. No, I'm a distance runner. Okay?
I'm a distance runner.
But it takes a lot out of you, mm-hmm, to try to speed eat, and it's just you got to have the right mindset. You got to work up to it. It takes a lot. It's a difficult task.
I understand. What just as a quick little side question here, what were you eating? What type? Were there multiple ones?
At one point, that was pancakes.
Pancakes. Oh, pancakes are rough.
Pancakes are rough, man. I thought I could do more pancakes.
No,
in short distance. Like again. You sit me down and say, how many can you eat in 3 hours?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, run the distance.
Right.
I'll beat you.
Right.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
It's tough.
So what was the other one?
I'm trying to think. I think it was spaghetti once.
That's a little rough, but I could do spaghetti. Real quick side note, too. I was not in an eating contest like that, but there was a restaurant that offered in my nearby hometown.
Okay.
How many pancakes and they're free type of thing.
Oh, nice.
You know what? We got to get back to Fried Leftovers, but about 15 minutes after the top, I got to tell you this story. It's just bizarre. Anyways, this Bradley Harrison was charged with felony B&E, safe cracking, both in connection with the burglary at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, the police are culpable. And there's no question. And look, I do believe that they probably have not arrested him. I do believe that they had apprehended him before and they've let him off and said, dude, you got to get help.
You got to get help. But if you're not going to,
you know, sooner or later we got to arrest you.
We got to get this contest.
Well, that was a couple years ago, right?
Okay,
that was
a couple years ago. Right,
I mean, after he won and they won a little bit of money, they knew he couldn't go farther because eight. I mean, anybody can do eight.
Sure.
Right?
You topped out.
So, yeah. So just get help.
A woman told cops, in Minnesota told cops that she remotely started her car at the Walmart at about 8:30 p.m. She wanted to warm it up there. It's Minnesota. It's cold.
Yeah.
But when she walked outside, instead of finding it warmed up, she found that it was gone.
Bastards.
I know. About 10:30, a couple hours later, she received a call from a man who works at a glass repair shop. He explained that he was at her car and a man had called because he couldn't get inside the car.
Okay.
Couldn't get it started, couldn't get inside the car. And he's like, well, your car is registered. This car is registered to you. This guy called me, whatever. He explained that the guy told him that he couldn't get the car started because he didn't have the key fob.
Right.
So this guy stole her car, but didn't have the key fob, and then turned it off.
Yeah, mistake.
Couldn't get it started, so he called somebody to get it started.
We gotta get this thing started for you.
Right. Let me do that. When he was arrested, he admitted that he did steal it and that he knew that it wasn't a good idea. There's a lot of stories, by the way, in the leftovers where people are like,
I know.
I know I shouldn't have done it.
I know, I just could have helped myself.
I was running.
Really.
It was warm.
Who out there?
Right.
And who among us have not done something?
And you think to yourself.
And after you've done it, you thought, I shouldn't have done
that. Shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have done that.
I know, cops. You got me. Sorry.
I shouldn't have done that.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.